bracket, 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 desire. Bracket, 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 sweet thighs my.
Bracket, bracket, I.
Bracket, bracket, bracket. Bracket, 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 thunderbolt. Bracket, bracket, now the goat herd.
Now the goat herd.
Now the goat herd sees the ellipsis conjecture.
Dawn's rosy fingers.
Sweet maiden.
Now the goat herd sees the maiden. Your tender skin has lost its lovely bloom.
Your tender skin has lost its lovely bloom.
Former, actually. Now that I think about it.
What?
Your tender skin has lost its former bloom.
He's right.
On three.
One, two, three.
Your tender skin has lost its former bloom.
We don't all have lines. Where are my brackets?
Venus, hear my plaintive song.
The light of the sun is the finest thing I leave behind. The brilliant stars, the moon's face. Then the ripe apples, pears, cucumbers. Adonis in the underworld, like us, remembering the world.
Remembering the words.
You really think cucumbers are the equal of the sun and moon?
What's wrong with cucumbers? Say apple, say pear, say oil, say dove. Say breast, say blue, say wine, say grass, say sea.
Sun. Your flaming rays pin fire across the eternal heavens. Let loose an arrow against our enemies. O you, our healer, to whom we cry.
Give that man a megaphone.
Gently I touched her breasts, where the young flesh peeped from the edge of her dress.
Her honeyed lips I loved. Her golden door.
Calm down. What use is that here?
I was in all the libraries, scroll after scroll.
My best lines were scratched on Memnon's left foot.
The singing statue. And did it sing for you?
I read those. Was that you?
The stone sang out and I heard it. I, Balbilla, heard the sacred voice of Memnon.
I love the personal note there. The identifiable I. Not just anyone, but you, Balbilla, the nearly dumb.
I.
We sometimes speak singly.
And sometimes all together.
In the 15th year of the Emperor Hadrian, on the 24th day of the month of Aether, and on the 25th day, I wrote my lines in stone.
Didn't they arrest you? I thought graffiti was punishable offense.
It was actually the emperor who commissioned it.
That's posh. Written in stone and commissioned by an emperor. Not much to complain about, is it?
I wrote on water.
I wrote on flesh. And when the flesh faded, I wrote on bones. And when the bones crumbled, I wrote in dust. And when the dust disappeared, I blew onto the cold stone.
We get it.
So is it that time again?
Why else would we be here?
I can hardly remember the last time.
Why can't they just leave us and decide it amongst themselves?
Not everyone is woken. Not everyone wants to return. For every one of us, there are thousands still sleeping, who will never wake, whose voices won't trouble anyone. Ever again.
We're here because we want to be here.
We're here because we are hungry.
And thirsty.
Because we can see the world.
And taste it. And smell it.
And say it.
Easy enough to get down here. But getting back.
Faculus descensus averno. Noctis atque dies patet. Atri annua ditis. Sed revocare gradum, surasque evadere ad auras, hoc opus hic labor est.
I wonder who's judging this year.
Who won the last time?
How could you forget that? The Sicilian won, and when they brought him back here, not a single word came with him. He's dust forever now. Every verse erased as if he had never lived. As if he had never opened his mouth.
That could happen to any of us. That's the risk.
Why should we care about silence? I don't. It's getting up there into the light. Isn't that worth oblivion?
Look how Helen, most beautiful in all the world, left the best of men, her husband, and sailed to Troy without a thought for her own child or parents, gripped by the force of love. Something, something.
It's too late. She won't come back. Nothing I can do now. It's too late. It's always been too late. I could have gone down there and brought her back, couldn't I? Isn't that the thing? I could have gone down and pleaded, and they would have listened. They would have been charmed. They would have relented. And then they would have called her and released her. And we would have journeyed back with the customary warnings. And I wouldn't have turned. I wouldn't have looked until we were both safe in the light. Nothing could have stopped us then. It would all have gone on forever. Or at least a bit longer. She deserved longer.
Quint? Quint? Are you in there?
Oh, I thought you were here. Were you speaking? Talking to yourself again? What is it you say to yourself, Quint?
I amuse myself. I cajole myself. I talk to the dead.
And what news do they have? What have they got to tell us?
Well, now, you'd be surprised how much they have to say.
Poor Quint. Don't you get fed up with it?
The thing is, they speak so clearly. It's just that there are so many gaps. The line is so bad. The voices are always just about to disappear.
Yes.
So you have to listen hard. You have to listen with your whole body, with all your senses. You have to listen your way out of this world, you know, and get back to them. Then, if you're lucky, something comes out of the air. Some small gap closes.
The thing is...
Listen.
All right.
Something, something. The fragrant blossomed muses, lovely gifts. Something, something. Girls. Possibly. And possibly. The clear, melodious lyre.
Quint.
Something, something, something. But surely something like, my once firm, my once tender body, old age now must have me in its grip. That would make sense. My hair has turned.
White. I suppose, like yours.
White, yes. My hair is white instead of dark.
Quint, I'm leaving.
My heart grows... What do you mean, leaving?
For the airport, remember? The award ceremony is tomorrow. I might actually win, you know.
Oh, Christ.
What?
I forgot, sorry.
The dead are more compelling.
No, of course not. I'll bring your cases down.
There's no need. They're beside the door. Just kiss me before you get back to the dead.
They're not dead, you know.
Neither am I, Quint. You might remember that.
I should have done something. I didn't even leave the room. What did I think I was doing? What was so important? The real life was always elsewhere. Maybe that was the point. My heart is heavy and my legs are bent, that danced like fawns when I was strong. So I complain, an unending rhyme, but no one born can alter time. Remember how love-struck Aurora swept down to carry off the beautiful Tithonus. Forgetting age would carry him further. And he'd end up weeping, white-haired and helpless, in immortal arms. The usual trickery. You can be immortal, just like Aurora. but he shrank in age until he couldn't move a muscle. So she put him in a room and closed the doors and left him babbling like an imbecile. And there he still must be, just as I am here now. She must be here. How could she not be here?
Well done, honey. That was magnificent. Easily the best thing you've ever done. The clarinet solo was particularly engaging.
Don't exaggerate, Archie, but thanks. It's still pretty rough, or actually, not rough enough. It always comes out smoother than I want.
Well, some of us like smooth. How's the sax concerto coming on?
It's at the staring out the window stage still. My favourite stage, I think.
Oh, Lord, what's he doing here?
Who?
Quint. I thought we'd seen the last of him. I thought he lived in Greece. Oh, damn him, he's coming right over. Now, don't give him the time of day, please.
Claudia. Arch. You don't mind, do you?
Mind what?
I'd just like to talk to Claudia, if that's all right.
Oh, look, Quint, welcome back and all that, but I really don't think Claudia wants to...
It's all right, Archie. I'll see you in a little bit.
Okay. Just don't be too long.
It's good to see you again, Claudia.
Don't.
What?
All that, it's good to see you again, Claudia, as if we just bumped into each other on the street and nothing's happened. Why are you here, anyway? Aren't you supposed to be in Greece?
Smyrna, actually. Turkey.
Away, is what I meant. Elsewhere. We weren't expecting you back.
We?
Aye, we. Life doesn't cease when you're not here.
So I see.
No, you don't see. But let's not have one of these conversations. If you want to talk to me about something else.
I like the music. I've always liked your music.
Not true. I seem to remember a lot of amateur music criticism.
I liked the clarinet. I liked what you did with it.
Oh, damn the clarinet. Why are you back anyway?
I can't do it, Claudia. I know what we said. I appreciate all the circumstances.
Don't.
I stood there in my trench, looking for 2,000-year-old rubbish.
That must have made you very happy.
It did, actually. Just thinking of what could be there. One shard of broken jug, one crumpled-up piece of carbonized papyrus, and something suddenly slips back into the world again. Someone, some lost voice. Just think of that. Think of the loneliness of that. Some lost voice suddenly speaking again. And everything changes. If you're lucky. If you can read it. If the infrared works. If you can decipher it. And I thought...
Quint, you know, I can't actually stay indefinitely.
Or imagine someone 2,000 years from now rooting around in a landfill site, coming across a hoard of CDs. Currency, maybe. Decorations, beaded together and placed around the neck of the victor or the bridegroom. And then someone has the amazing idea out of nowhere that something is somehow encoded there. Something that might be read, decoded, understood even. Genius. And then all there's left to do is go and invent the CD player. Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to invent the CD player.
And that's what you always wanted. To be somewhere safe, where the problems were at least 2,000 years old, and no one could blame you if you couldn't solve them.
Imagine if it was your music. Imagine if 2,000 years from now, your quartets, your clarinet concerto, your symphonies, obliterated by God knows what cataclysm, or just the indifference of posterity, were to come back into the world.
So what, Quint? Why should I care about that? Things happen and then they vanish. That's the way.
Okay. Yes, we'll see you over there, all right. Yeah. Are you coming, honey?
Just a minute, Arch.
Your time's up, Quint. It was already up last year before you left.
Well, you did well enough out of me, didn't you? Didn't they give you a prize for the series?
It was a brilliant series.
Don't, Claudia, don't.
Oh, we had our moments, didn't we?
Let me hear something.
I have nothing. The well is dry. The language is on strike. Except this, which is not me. Some say a fleet of ships, some an army, thundering across the plain, is the best this earth offers. But I say it is the thing you love, and that alone. Look how Helen, most beautiful in all the world, left the best of men, her husband, and sailed to Troy without a thought for her own child or parents, gripped by the force of love. Something. It makes me think of Anactoria, how I'd rather see her lovely step and the light move across her face than all the marching soldiers and all the chariots of Lydia.
Sappho, isn't it?
Yes, or something like it. The text is pretty corrupt.
Something, love.
It may be a sentimental notion, but I love it. Because of, not despite, the silences, the gaps. You know, we have 264 fragments of her work. Only 63 contain any complete lines. Only 21 contain any complete stanzas. And only 3 could be called anything like complete poems. So what we mostly have is silence. Hints.
Maybe that's where the real poetry is. Do you love me as much as you love Anactoria?
Maybe. I probably know you as well as I know her.
Isn't that better? You're a translator now, after all.
Trans-something, maybe. Transplanter. Translucinator. Transcapturist. I want to bring something across that wasn't here before.
Silences and all.
You know those lines of Callimachus about his friend, the poet who died. Your ashes now, he says, but your songs, your nightingales, will live forever. Not even the underworld can destroy them. Who was he? What did he write? Not a single word has survived.
Is that so bad?
You don't think it matters?
Everything vanishes. Whole civilizations vanish. Probably most of our own will disappear. Maybe somebody will find a hard drive 7 layers down in a dump and scratch their heads. What's wrong with right now?
Right now is a moment. It's here. It's gone. You can't nail anything to it. There has to be some kind of print. Legacy. Something has to stay. Otherwise, it's all just nothing.
You see, I just don't believe that. I think that right now is all there is, and I'm happy to live here and make my music here and just be here. If I'm dust after that, that's fine. That's someone else's worry. Why should I concern myself with it?
And that's why you'll never leave him, isn't it?
He hasn't disappeared, Quint. Just because I'm here with you doesn't mean he's disappeared in a puff of smoke.
Maybe you should ring him and invite him.
Why do you have to be so absolute about everything?
I suppose because I want you.
I'm here. You're here. You have what you want.
Not quite.
It's just that you want to put a plaque on it. Here lies Quint and his exclusive lover, Clodia, who could love no other, who devoted her life to him, who couldn't live without him. Do you know what he says about you?
Well, I'm not actually in regular communication with your husband.
He says, the problem with Quint is that he's already begun erecting his own statue.
Well, you can tell him what to do with himself and his half-witted insights.
You know, he's not actually a bad man.
Do you love him?
Yes. Probably I do. It's a wide spectrum, after all. He's in there, and so are you.
Excellent. Anyone else in the spectrum, or is it just the two of us?
There you go again. Why not just take things for what they are?
Maybe because I don't know what they are. Sometimes I don't think I know what you are.
Is it really so complicated? Can't you just let it be? I mean, really be what it is, when it is, where it is, without pushing, without forcing.
Who ever got anywhere without pushing or forcing?
Oh, why can't you just give it up, Quint?
Where did you come from?
This is the past, Quint. People are liable to appear from anywhere. And I still say it, give it up, give it up. I did warn you, remember? Come in. Ah, there you are. Glad you could come. So, how's the poetry going? Is that what one says?
If one likes.
Oh, so, how is it going?
It's not, particularly.
Too busy with other enterprises, I suppose? Well, then, you've heard about the series I'm planning?
Ancient Poetry for Dummies.
Oh, well, we don't have a title yet, but thank you for that. So I thought maybe a way to start this would be for you to tell me about your favourite ancient poet. Let's hear about your favourite, I don't know, Etruscan poet, for example.
Might be hard. The last person who could read Etruscan was the Emperor Claudius. His wife was Etruscan.
His wife? Really? Pity we can't interview him or her. All right, Quint, give me a bloody Greek then.
Any particular bloody Greek?
This is a program for people for whom one Greek is as good or as bad as another. It's not Open University. Just give me a Greek and make a case for him.
Or her.
Or her, indeed. Claudia could read something, I suppose.
I taught Callimachus.
I'm listening.
Started off as a teacher, then became a librarian.
Oh, the excitement.
Not just any librarian. He was actually the cataloguer of the Royal Library of Alexandria.
Okay, good. So maybe something like, it's a hot day in... When was this?
3rd century BC.
A hot day in, I don't know, 279 BC.
You can't say that.
Well, just make it interesting. So far, we have a teacher and a librarian.
And a poet. I mean, that's the point, isn't it?
Teacher, librarian, poet, you pressed all the buttons there. How many listeners do you think we have now?
Why have you asked me here?
To see if you can do this job. Can you?
It is a series about poetry, isn't it? I mean, why do a series about poetry if you have to apologize for the fact? Can't we assume...
You can't assume anything. Don't assume anyone is interested unless you can make them interested. Now, why should I care about your Callimachus?
Because he was different. Because he was a revolutionary in his way. He didn't care about epics. Didn't want Homer. Didn't want big books. He said Apollo came to him and told him to fatten his flocks, but keep his muse slender.
You're losing me.
Keep it short. Don't follow the crowd.
Give me a poem.
Then there's the library.
How long do you think it will last?
The library? It didn't last.
I'm not talking about the library.
Is that why I'm here?
There tends to be a pattern, you see, Quint. You mustn't fret if she loses interest.
Is there, in fact, a series?
Oh, by all means, let us return to that. To the library, to 3rd century Alexandria, and your revolutionary librarian. The sex wears off, is what I mean. And the ardour cools. It's just you shouldn't be surprised, Quint, or devastated. We'll need to be sure of you if this job goes ahead, you see?
Don't you actually care?
Oh, don't make too many assumptions, Quint. And don't underestimate Claudia. We've been together for a long time.
Together hardly seems the word.
Oh, I see. Very good. There are no shackles. You see? You know, she's a free agent. We are free agents. You probably shouldn't underestimate me too much either. It's probably my greatest strength, the fact that people tend to do that, you see. They think you have disappeared from yourself and that you've somehow become invisible. And you know, you are invisible to an extent, graying, dulling, fattening. How could you survive scrutiny? And yet, Quint, you know something steely hangs on. A resolve. Whatever you do with Clodia does not erase any part of me. Do you see what I mean?
I don't really see myself as being involved.
With me, you mean? Well, it's inevitable, isn't it? But we shouldn't make too much of it. Why are you so interested in the past, Quint? Is it because you can control it?
How can I control the past?
Well, your library, for instance. It's not going to be lending any more books, is it? It's not going anywhere. And nor is your librarian with his radical poetics. It's a safe proposition, isn't it? You can sit at your desk and ruminate.
As opposed to sitting at your desk and appeasing the advertisers. As opposed to looking over your shoulder every time you have a thought to see if someone likes it.
So, we're in Alexandria. We got our library tickets. We feel like a bit of a read. What are our options?
You're in the biggest library in the known world. Maybe 500,000 scrolls. Or maybe 1,000,000. No one knows exactly.
1,000,000 would be good.
Representing hundreds of thousands of individual works. Callimachus himself catalogued 400,000 scrolls. He was the first to compile a subject index. There's a story told.
Oh, a story would be good, Quint.
That every visitor to the city had to hand over their books to the library scribes, who would make a copy, and if the book was important, would give back the copy and keep the original for the library.
Sound of ship arriving in harbour, splash of water, lowering of the gangplank, passengers marching ashore, harsh sound of barking officials. Scrolls, please, line up here with your scrolls now. Have them open and ready, please. Yeah. Do you think it ever actually existed?
Of course it existed.
It sounds like someone made it up, you know. All human knowledge in one place. The magical organization of the subject index, and then the burning, so there's not a trace left. Just someone's word somewhere. It's a little like aliens and UFOs, isn't it? Yes, but that's good. We can sell that.
Does that mean I have the job?
Oh, you have the job.
He has the job. He has the
job.
It's
a start, after all.
It's hardly what we hoped for. Will he find us?
Will he find anything?
Find me. I sang the summer's heat and the spring rain. Find me. I sang the scorpion under the stone.
Find me. Find my lost elegies. Remember how I sang of Hector?
Eurydice.
Remember how I sang of my own son's grave?
Remember me.
Fools, you are all deluded. How can he make us live? Have you ever thought how we might be better here in the dark, undiscovered?
Are you crazy? What's wrong with him?
What's wrong with you?
The dark has its comforts. No busybodies, no critics. No scholars with their arguments and their footnotes and their variant editions.
What is it with your husband? I mean, what kind of relationship do you two have?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. I mean, I'm sitting in his office and he's playing mind games with me, as if I'm some sort of spice in whatever goes on between the two of you.
He's a man, after all. He has to establish his own presence.
What do you mean, presence? What the hell is that?
I mean that he exists. He needs to establish that he exists, that he's alive. And I exist for him, too. You don't have a completely free run. I don't know. Does it really matter?
What has he got that I don't have?
Money, humor, intelligence, patience.
Very funny. I suppose I just never saw myself as part of a threesome, or fivesome, or tensome, or whatever this is.
How much of me do you want, Quint? What's a good amount, do you think?
All?
All isn't on offer. And you wouldn't like it if it was. The less you get, the better for you, believe me. How's the programme going, by the way?
Surprisingly well, given we can't stand the sight of each other. We ended up doing a whole programme on the Library of Alexandria.
What's next?
I don't know.
How can you not know? I thought you had a list of poets. Theocritus, Sappho, Pindar.
Yes, I know. And we have done some of that. But I keep getting snagged by the ones that didn't make it. I'd like to get to them somehow.
Why don't you just put out half an hour of silence?
Well, that's exactly what I want to do.
Are you mad? Do you really think that...
Not just silence. It would have to be a very specific silence. Their silence.
How can silence be specific? Silence is silence.
No, that's just it. I don't think it is. I think it's personal. As personal as an inscription or ink on a scroll. What we think of as the past is a sliver, the little slice that was recorded, that we can read. Imagine if all you had of our language was graveyard inscriptions. Here lies, rest in peace, son of, daughter of, died in the year of our Lord. Imagine everything buried under that. The poems, the dramas, the novels, the films. But all you've got is the stones in the cemetery. And even those barely understood. I'd like to admit the rest. The lost, if you like. I'd like to let them in. Most of everything is lost. And it doesn't come back. And after a while you begin to wonder, did I just imagine it? Our lives in the end are not even our own.
No, it's too smooth. I don't want it that sweet. Fluid, but with a sense of danger bubbling underneath it. You know what I mean? Try it again.
I'll give it a go.
Better, yes. A little more force. More, yes, better. All right, we're getting there. Who the hell is that? Quint, what are you doing here?
Sorry, I thought
I... You thought wrong. This is my work, Quint. Out now. Oh, can we try that again? You can't just barge in like that. That's my work, Quint. That's what I do.
I know. I'm sorry. I just... Look, I can't give it up, Claudia. Can you? After everything? For God's sake, come with me. Anywhere. Egypt, Greece, Smyrna.
Back to the past, you mean?
Yes, but not our past. If I could just show you. If we could just be together. Really together. Away from here. I think you'd see...
No, Quint.
Couldn't we just pretend that we were meeting here for the first time? Everything is erased. We don't know a thing about each other. We have the whole evening in front of us. We have our whole lives in front of us. We've drunk from the waters of Lethe, and now we're reborn.
Wouldn't that be nice, if you could do that? Just wipe out anything you didn't like and start again. An eternal, guiltless present.
You might even find out who you really are.
And who would that be, Quint?
Someone who doesn't hide in their own life. Who doesn't hide from their own life. For God's sake, Claudia. It's me. Don't you remember? What it was like? Who we were? How we were?
I remember. It's hard, Quint. Or maybe it's just I'm complicated, I don't know.
How complicated can it be? You love me, don't you? You haven't stopped loving me.
Love, love, something, something, love. Remember? We always assume it's enough, don't we? All-conquering, irresistible, absolute, singular. How many loves did your Sappho have?
Isn't it enough? Can't I be enough?
I don't want us to do that to each other, Quint. Can't you take that as my perverse, unsatisfactory love?
There is some trouble here, by the look of things.
I remember nights like this, waking in a cold sweat.
Speaking of which, perhaps we should wake him.
I don't think we'll have to.
What the... Christ, am I not awake yet?
You're awake.
And who the... Who are you?
I'm sorry. Introductions, everyone. I'll begin. Hephaestus of Naxos, 5th century BC, as you would have it. You might know my Parthenia. Then again, you might not.
Polyphemus, Sicily mainly, 1st century BC, wrongly thought of as a pastoralist. The death of Adonis was a high point of...
Just the bare essentials, I think.
Sorry.
Gaius Valerius Catulus.
In your dreams.
All right, then. Gaius Octavius Sextus.
Who?
You heard me. Sextus. Gaius Octavius.
All right. No need to get stroppy.
Satirist. Elegist.
Who isn't? Right, who's next? We don't have all night.
Iulia Balbilla, daughter of Gaius Iulius Archelaus Antiochus Epiphanes and Claudia Capitolina. 4 epigrams inscribed on the lower portion on one of the colossi of Memnon.
His foot, wasn't it?
I couldn't reach any higher.
Am I dead?
In a manner of speaking.
Don't listen to him. No, you're not dead. We, on the other hand,
are nothing.
Just
air.
And yet we still haven't given up. We still persist. We're as obsessive as ever we were.
You just can't keep a good poet down.
Or a bad one.
The bad ones are much worse, if you ask me. What they didn't achieve in life, they imagine they can fulfill in the underworld. As if anyone cared. As if anyone was still listening.
What do you want of me?
We want ourselves in the light.
We want you to remember us.
Well, how can I remember you if I've never known you?
Dig up our bones and put us together again. Remember us.
Search the winds for our voices. Scour the earth for our footprints. Scan the clouds for our faces.
Look for our songs. Sing them. Sing us.
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 Well, what if I want to sing myself? Has that occurred to you? What if I don't want to spend my time fumbling in the ruins, chasing echoes? What if I'm the one who wants to sing?
It isn't given to everyone.
But it's given to you. Is that it?
It was given to us when we lived. And it was given to us when we died. Year after year, century after century, kingdom after kingdom. But time is cruel. It stands like a juggler in the square and throws up its torches of fire, and some are caught and live on, their flames burning brightly, and others are dropped, and their flames extinguished. They're ground into dust, and nothing is left.
And that's us.
But what dust? What darkness? What unseen worlds? What lines echoing in invisible ears? The fires come. The papyrus shrivels. Someone decides the old gods. The old poets have been around long enough, and it's time the cupboard was swept bare.
Give me a line from your own poets. Just one line. Any line. Just one line.
Stop all the clocks.
That's it?
Wait. Stop all the clocks. Cut off the telephone.
telephone.
All right, we won't try to puzzle it out. Who are we to judge? Now, imagine some bloody destruction has come to your world. Everything has disappeared. Every word, every line. And then, one day, maybe 100 years later, someone pulls out that one line from the rubble. And that's all.
Was he a good poet, this telephone man?
One of the best.
So much for him. He's one of us now. One of the great lost.
Well, why me anyway? Why have you come to me? Don't I have enough problems? I've lost the only thing that matters.
We can't help you there. Our reach is not that long. But think, if you find any of us, you will be remembered forever. You'll be an immortal.
And why is that important? Claudia is right. It's better just to live. Everything else is fluff.
Yet her music will live when she is forgotten.
If she's lucky. And I don't think she cares about that.
To do it is to care. To do it is to step outside time. Because time isn't enough, you know that. It seems everything, but it's nothing. It dies in the blink of an eye.
Maybe the blink of an eye is enough. It is for most people. It might be for me yet. All right, then. Give me some of your lines, then. Give me something to take back, if that's what you want. Give me something to take out of the rubble.
The loveliest sight I've left
Don't
behind.
Don't carry a torch for me, my fierce
Like a
light.
Sweet apple red.
My little beauty, let's throw off
what
these
clothes.
What
use is life when golden love
Aphrodite,
is gone?
Aphrodite, delicate Adonis is dying.
The mighty king.
First of all, rule.
Wait, wait, not all at once. How am I supposed to remember? Well, I left. There was nothing to stay for. I didn't even stay for her concert. I went to Greece. I squatted in the rubbish dumps of Asia Minor. And I found nothing.
You look too hard, Quint. You will find nothing like this.
So what am I supposed to do?
The trick is not to look.
Whatever that meant. I had lots of gnomic advice in those years.
Maybe we are here already. Have you thought of that? Maybe we came back to the world already. And you just need to find us.
They were right, of course. They were here. Not buried in a dump. Not 7 layers down under a half-forgotten city. But there, under our noses, in the library out in the wilds of Montana, waiting for us to learn how to read them.
It actually works. Look, can you see? The infrared allows us to see through the carbonized papyrus. There. Can you read it?
My God! It's unbelievable. I can actually make it out. Eating, gobbling the whole, sharpening the flashing? The flashing iron. And then?
And the helmets are shaking their purple-dyed crests. And for the wearers of breastplates, the weavers are striking up the wise shuttle's songs that wakes up those who are asleep.
What is it?
Sophocles, Epigonai, the siege of Thebes. Sophocles, Epigonai.
The lost play? We're actually reading lines from a lost play by Sophocles?
Yes, and there's more. Aeschylus, Euripides, and 30 lines from the elegies by Archilochus.
30 lines? There are only 500 lines in existence. And it kept coming, revelation after revelation. A line here, a snatch of dialogue there, Hesiod, more Aeschylus, a lost gospel. As if oblivion had opened its door a chink, just to let us know what riches lay behind it. It was like being at the optician. You know, when you're sitting there, peering into the periscope thing, and they're sliding in different lenses, and everything's blurry and faded until it suddenly works, and the letters jump into life. It didn't matter to me how little there was or how fragmentary it was. It was just that sense, you know, of a tiny bit of the lost becoming unlost. It was all I ever wanted, in a way. To bring something, anything back. To make the faded ink dance on the page again. And it was as if that was a kind of trigger. You know? As if somehow my own past might be healed. As if everything might be possible again.
So, this is where you've ended up. Isn't it very quiet for you?
Well, to be honest, I haven't noticed. I've been too busy to think about it.
So I hear. Well, poking through the rubbish has done you good. You look healthy. Radiant, even.
I've missed you.
I thought you didn't have time for anything else.
In the dead of night. In the early morning. Suddenly on a street. Suddenly in the mirror, as the blade hovers above the skin, between the lines of a miraculously recovered stanza, you fade out, and then you clarify. But I didn't think I'd see you again.
Do you remember the first time we met?
Yes. And the second, and the third.
You were so awkward, pig-headed, bloody-minded. I thought you hated me.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. Oh, God, it's cold. I always imagined you sweating in a trench, not being blown around a campus.
This is where the real work is done now. In here. Over here. We're on the top floor. Nice view of the campus.
Mm.
It's like a little island wedged between mountains. I like to look at the snow on the mountains. Right. Here we are. This is where we work. This is the arrivals hall for the dead. And this is me. Sit down there. Have a look. Do you see that?
Mm. What is it?
Archilochus, 7th century BC. There's the translation. It's not weakness or cowardice to retreat if the gods demand it. There's a proper time for flight and...
It's wonderful, Quint, but don't show me any more. This is a cocoon, isn't it? You've slipped out of the world completely here. Aren't you afraid you'll lose...
What?
Everything. Your life, your own time, love.
Have you left him?
Don't talk about him. Forget about him. And forget about all this.
Claudia.
Shut up, Quint. For once, just be quiet.
I did shut up. I stepped back into the light. Into her light. I left Montana and followed her around on the rest of her tour. I forgot everything. I lived in the day and I didn't know if there would be another one. I knew. We knew. But we didn't allow ourselves to leave the day. That was the rule. The second law of thermodynamics. The graven tablet of happiness. And we were happy. There were things. I remember things. Living for 2 days on love and a packet of spaghetti. Hotel days. A day we picnicked in a graveyard. Strange. For someone who hated the past, she loved to visit the dead. To drink wine with the dead. And then, I lost her.
Quint, what is the point? You always knew what would happen.
The thing about Quint that you have to realize, he could never let anything go. He was like a dog with a bone. Well, maybe posterity will thank him for it.
I lost her. I think I had always lost her. I think that was the point.
That was the point, Quint. It existed in its own moment. It didn't have a destination. I didn't want us to be going anywhere. I didn't want to watch it all ebb away. And it does ebb away, Quint. So little remains.
Be avid for the muse's gifts, my loves, and listen hard to the tune of the lyre. For age has taken my body now, and my dark hair is as white as bone.
Quint, look! It's coming through! Can you make it out?
Something. The fragrant gift of the muses. Something. Girls? Something. The lyre. Clear. Melodious. Something, something, body. Old age, now. I don't know. My hair has turned something, instead of dark.
White.
For age has taken my body now, and my dark hair is as white as bone.
My heart is heavy, and my legs are bent that danced like fawns when I was strong.
So I complain. An unending rhyme. But no one born can alter time.
I don't recognize it. Do you think... It must be. This is a new Sappho poem.
Remember how love-struck Aurora swept down to carry off the beautiful Tithonus, forgetting age would carry him further, and he'd end up weeping, white-haired and helpless, in immortal arms.
It is Sappho. It's Sappho. In old age. Taking her leave of her unchanging, unaging girls.
My heart's grown heavy.
My knees won't support me. That once were quick.
As dear, I often complain. But what can I do?
So I complain an unending rhyme. But no one born can alter time.
No one born can alter time. The great triumph of my life. To stumble on this simple, beautiful resignation. And now I'm the sad, unbeautiful Tithonus. Racked and bent, stiff and useless, and unconsoled.
Self-pity doesn't suit you, Quint. You had love, didn't you?
For how long? You vanished. You melted back into your life. I never saw you again. And then you died, Clodia. And it was beyond even dreaming about.
Love, not happiness. Fulfillment wasn't part of the bargain. And you had your voices, your resurrections, your lines spilling into the light. Isn't that enough?
There's never enough. Never enough. What does enough even mean?
Bracket, bracket, bracket. Desire. Bracket, bracket, bracket. Sweet thighs, my...
Bracket, bracket, I...
Bracket, bracket. Now the goat herd. Now the goat herd.
Now the goat herd sees the ellipsis conjecture.
Dawn's rosy finger.
Sweet maiden.
Now the goat herd sees the maiden.
Your tender skin has lost its lovely bloom.
Your tender skin has lost its lovely bloom.
Former, why do you keep forgetting?
What?
Your tender skin has lost its former bloom.
He's right.
On three.
One, two, three.
Your tender skin has lost its former bloom.
And the helmets are shaking their purple-dyed crests. And for the wearers of breastplates, the weavers are striking up the wise shuttle's songs that wakes up those who are asleep.
Well done. Haven't heard that in a while.
Say apple, say pear, say oil, say dove, say breast, say blue, say wine, say grass, say sea.
Be avid for the muse's gifts, my loves, and listen hard to the tune of the lyre.
Welcome back, Quintilius. I remember those lines. As do we all. Who could forget? Honor to Clodia.
And memory.
Quintilius?
Publius Quintilius Varro. But of course you won't remember any of that. You won, anyway. And lost, too. No matter. You brought us these lines.
I seem to remember them. So who was I?
None of that matters anymore, Quint. It's over now. The cycle is complete. It's time to forget.
Be avid for the muse's gifts, my loves, and listen hard to the tune of the lyre. For age has taken my body now, and my dark hair is as white as bone. My heart is heavy, and my legs are bent, that danced like fawns when I was strong. So I complain, an unending rhyme, but no one born can alter time. Remember how love-struck Aurora swept down to carry off the beautiful Tithonus. Forgetting, age would carry him further, and he'd end up weeping, white-haired and helpless, in immortal arms. Something, something. Something, something. Something, something.